When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
If you haven't heard already, it's Smooth Sack Summer. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you're escape from pubes to bum.
Nice.
That's right. This is the summer to keep your balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. The leaders at Below the Waist Grooming are making sure we all have a ball this summer by giving our pants partners everything they need to stay fresh. So dive headfirst into Smooth Sack Summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with their code K100. Now, I used to shave my balls with a razor, and I get nicks and cuts sometimes. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's risky business.
But now our friends from Manscaped have provided us with the ultimate package. It's called the Performance Package 4.0, and it has everything you need to prepare for that summer bod. Our favorite product, that we've spoken about this many times, is the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer that features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shave, and it's waterproof. You can do it in the shower, the pool, you can do it in the bathtub. You can do it. It's like, Joe, I'm sure you probably like to, like, you like to bathe in the toilet sometimes. You can do it in there.
I was
going to
say, you're gonna shave your pubes in the pool?
No,
what
I'm not.
Pool
gonna.
Is this? That's disgusting.
Well, that's Philadelphia. A lot of people do that in their pools.
Right.
Now they have the perfect haircut, too. You can use Manscaped's liquid formulations to keep that freshness even as the hottest summer barbecues. Most importantly, and Joe, you need this, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant to stay cool in the heat.
For sure.
With a soothing aloe vera formula, it's very comfortable. It's the best in the business for below-the-waist freshness. And the clear dry formula will keep looking good while smelling good. Then Conan's favorite product, the Manscaped Boxers. And these are easily the most comfortable boxers you will ever put on. and the cool shed travel bag that Conan can load all his Manscaped products in and put it in his luggage when he travels to Mexico for AAA. Also, wearing sandals with some nasty toenails during the summer months? Well, take a look at the Shears 2.0, and it's a luxury nail grooming kit. It's perfect. The kit includes stainless steel nail cutters, tweezers, and grooming scissors. And with the performance package, your balls will be ready to impress, but make sure you cover the rest with the Shears 2.0. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. It's one of our favorite products. It's smooth sack summer, boys, so get on board or get left behind. You know, during the summer months, you got to keep that area taken care of.
Yeah, and the Shears 2.0 being one of their new releases, that's great for, I'm not sure, if I haven't seen Disco, but I know for a fact that I wear slides on my feet sometimes, and Conan is definitely a slide wearer, so that's great for guys that keep their feet exposed during the summer. You have that sweet nail trimmer kit.
Yeah, well, you know, this is our best-selling item for a reason. A lot of wrestlers in the business have reached out to us to take advantage of the special discount that you do when you put in our code. But, you know, they take care of you. And this isn't just for your nether regions. You can use it to shave your arms. You can use it under your arms. You can use it for your chest. You can use it for your face. Don't be like Joe and use the same one that you use on your balls on your face. Buy two different ones. They also have, like he said, the ball deodorant, a travel bag. This is excellent. They take care of you. They got shampoo. They got conditioner. We take care of you here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with all our products are supplements to improve your health. With Legacy right. Supps, Manscaped, improve your look. You know, it's just this personal betterment.
How you look is how you're treated. And, you know, if you want to, you know, impress your significant other or the other sex or the same sex or whatever you're into, you want to be groomed and smelling clean. You know what I'm saying? And they take care of you. And like Disco said, the boxers are the most comfortable ones I've ever used. And that's all I ever use now. So take it from us. Check out Manscaped for all your grooming needs. Boom. Another episode of K100 Sports. Want to talk a little basketball, Glenn?
Yeah, just hot off the press.
Right.
Kyrie re-signed with what you call it? Re-signed with the
Dallas,
the Mavericks. Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, he didn't make a difference last year.
No, he didn't. I don't know what the deal is with this guy. It's like, is he that much? You know, I don't know what he's like, but it's, you know.
I'll tell you what happened. Well, we remember in Cleveland, he wanted to be the man. You know, it's like, bro, LeBron is the man of the last 20 fucking years. Okay.
Right.
You know, stay in your lane. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then he came to Boston, and Boston was, he got hurt, and Boston was doing incredible without him. You had a young Tatum, a young Jaylen. You had a Terry Rozier who was killing it. You had a young Marcus Smart. And when this motherfucker came back, you know, he's a ball hog. Everything had to go through him. He slowed down the tempo of the game. We ended up losing because of his. He's a ball hog. He's got mental problems. You know, he's not a good teammate, bro. You saw what happened right. In the Nets. He didn't want to get vaccinated. You know, he's just a pain in the ass, you know. And right. But anyway, so yeah, he's a problem. But I thought that he was going to Phoenix, and I was like, come on. I mean, they already have enough talent. But your team, what do you think about this? Your team traded away John Collins for Rudy Gay. What is that?
Because it was a
salary dump?
Absolutely. Because Gay's only $6 million a year. I think Collins is like 13. Yeah. And they need some salary because they want to go after a decent free agent. I'm looking at the free agency started like 2 hours ago, and I'm looking here, and it's kind of lame because a lot of guys are just re-signing with their teams. So Middleton re-signed with the Bucks. Draymond's going back with the Warriors. Right. Kuzma's going back to Washington. Those are like the top three guys. I mean, how lame is this, right? Irving, here were the top four free agents. Like, the top free agents were Middleton, Kuzma, Draymond Green.
Where did Middleton go?
And, back to the Milwaukee. They all went back to the teams that were on. And then, so that's
all
so,
of them.
So, yeah. So,
well, I let me tell you, I like John Collins. I think his problem was is he had to share the ball with Trey and Murray and Hunter and,
well, shooting,
and I like this
suffered after he got hurt, so he's not, he had
yeah,
to
and I like
as well.
I like that guy, Bogdanović or what's his name?
Bogdanović, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. He's super underrated. Yeah. And bro, Gay's like 36 years old. He's got a lot of mileage on him. So yeah, it's definitely a salary dump. But if Collins goes to a team like a guy that can space the floor and protect the rim, like let's say I'll give you an example, Miles Turner or Porzingis when he was with Washington, you know, I think he's a hell of a player. He's only 25, you know.
Yeah.
Now they have Harden is picking up his option. Philadelphia don't want him and he don't want to be there, you know.
Right.
He's taking a chance, bro, because he can't sign an extension, right?
Right.
And so he'll be a free agent next year at 35.
Right.
Wanting a lot of money. I mean, they're probably paying him in a 30 million plus in Philadelphia.
Well, he's kind of, it's weird because he's just kind of, it's like he's washed, but he's not washed. Like, you know, like he had the.
I don't think he's washed up. You know what I think happened is the first option. Okay. The first option was Embiid. He had to share the ball with Maxey because they both averaged 20. But if you look at him last year, he averaged like 38. The year before that, he averaged like 36. The year before that, he averaged like 32. So he's averaged the last 3 years over 30.
Right.
You know, I think he can still go. He probably wasn't motivated. You know, the Philly fans, they can be tough on you. And if you're a snowflake like he is, you know, you'll melt, you know?
Well, let me tell you this, because this is the guy's, you tell me, like, when I said he's washed, but he's not washed, right?
Right.
This is my point, because this is where he's just an.
Because he also had like 10 assists a game. I think he actually led for a while the league in assists. Well, but go ahead.
Let me just show you what you get from this guy. Let me give his score lines for this. And the reason I brought this up from the Celtics series. Okay.
Right.
Game one, Harden's Embiid's out. Remember that game? Embiid was out. 45.
Harden points. Went off. He went off. Yeah.
45 points, 6 assists, 1 board. Okay.
Right.
Follows that up with 12 points, 4 assists, 10 boards.
Right.
Follows that up another loss, 16 points, 11 assists, 6 boards. He shot 5 of 28 from the field those 2 games combined. So, like, you know, he sits there and says, wash. Next game, 42 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds. All right. He's back in the groove. Next game, 17 points, 10 and 8.
Right.
All right. They're up in the series 3-2. Okay. Last 2 games,
he was brutal.
7 of 27 brutal. From the field, 1 of 11 from 3-point range combined, 22 points combined in both games, 13 and 9. And it's like, you know, like I said.
Yeah, this is
like
a top player you're playing $30 million to. Yeah.
Right, you know, like we had a 3-2 lead in the series, and these were your 2 games, and you had played 43 and 41 minutes, and that's what you produced.
Right.
So it's like
if Tatum wouldn't have sprained his ankle on the very first play of the fucking game, and he would have gone out during game 7 in Boston and scored 17 points, bro, he'd be murdered on the streets. You know,
perfect example. You look at this guy. He's 35 years old. He commands a massive contract and everything. And it's like, dude.
And a pain in the ass.
Right. But you're looking at your numbers, and you gave us, in a 7-game series, 2 good games and 5 stinkers.
Right.
Like, that's not a third, you know, 5 good games and 2 stinkers is a, you know, for a high contract guy, not 2 and 5, you know, so right. It's like, I don't know. The guy's like, you know,
but here's the important thing. What are you going to get for Harden too?
Every day we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you're ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Summer is here and the time is out to shed unwanted body fat for swimmer season with X-Lean 5 from our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. X-Lean 5 has a unique thermogenic and lipogenic formula to target fat cells and raise your metabolism at the same time, So when you combine it with restricted calories and quality exercise, you'll see amazing results, just like K100 listener Jay, who has lost 50 pounds and counting and 10 inches from his waist. And that's just one of the hundreds of K100 fam who are currently using Legacy products and love their results.
I'd be friend of the show, Jay Baca.
Hey, Buck.
Yeah.
Legacy was founded by a friend of the show, Nick Aldis. Nick personally answers customer questions and gives advice on getting in your best shape when you become a Legacy customer. He uses the products himself, so you know he believes in the results. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com and use code K100. It gets you a 10% discount to help support this show. And we're proud that so many K100 fam are bettering themselves and getting in their best shape ever and supporting LegacySupps.com and our show. With protein powders, greens, testosterone boosters, sleep aids, and more, Legacy has you covered. Level up with Legacy now at LegacySupps.com. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
Now, what I've been hearing is that the Knicks might get him or the Clippers might get him. Obviously, Brunson is untouchable, and so is Julius Randle, you know? Yeah. Now, I'm assuming Paul George and Kyrie Leonard untouchable, even though I read somewhere they'd give up Paul George for him, which I wouldn't.
Right. Well, Paul George, and I mean, what are you getting there? You're getting two injury-prone guys with Leonard and Paul George. I mean, they're washed too. It's like, bro, that this generation of guys that we were watching for like 10 years or so, they're on their last legs, and this new generation is coming in, Jokic and Giannis and all these new guys are, you know, it's just the new generation, and like these guys are kind of like the dinosaurs now. Like there's no spots for these guys, you know.
I can see Maxi probably averaging close to 30 points now that Harden isn't there, you know.
Yeah.
And the other people that I've been hearing about is they might trade Norman Powell for him, yeah. for from and or R.J. Barrett, who I would never trade. That guy's 23 years old.
Right.
I would not trade him for him.
That'd be foolish. So.
Right. Okay. So a little baseball. You want to?
Bro. Let's go over the All-Stars, because a lot of these guys I haven't even heard. You know, it's funny. You know. Baseball's a very difficult sport to follow if you're not like betting on it every day and playing fantasy. All the stat geeks are like, know all these guys. I don't know a lot of the players because I hear like, so let me go over the Major League Baseball All-Stars starters. And I want you to tell me if you've heard of all these guys. Okay. All right, here we go. Okay.
Where's this going to be held?
All right. Here's the, Joe, look that up real quick. It's going to be, I don't know. Okay, here. All right. So let's go over the American League. These are the American League starters. Okay. Catcher, Jonah Heim from the Texas Rangers. You heard of him?
I've heard of him, but I haven't seen him play much.
Okay. I haven't watched one Texas game yet. Yandy Diaz now. From the Tampa Bay first base. I've heard of him.
Yes. He's good.
Real quick. Okay, it's going to be in Seattle.
Okay. Marcus Semien, Rangers. I've heard of him.
Yeah, 100%.
Josh Jung, first base of Rangers. I maybe saw his name, but I had no idea this guy's an
all-star. Seager, didn't he play for
Seager played for he played at Seattle. He was on Seattle for a while, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he's on the Rangers. Rangers have four starters. Go ahead.
No, I thought that he played for LA for the Dodgers.
He did.
Look that up, Joe. Corey Seager, shortstop for the Rangers.
Yeah. So the thing is, I know all the outfielders. Okay, Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, Randy Arozarena, and the designated hitter is Shohei Ohtani. Okay, so I know
How many guys were from the Rangers? Like four?
Four starters. Yeah.
Holy shit!
Now the National League is basically the Atlanta Braves and the Los Angeles Dodgers. We have a collaboration here. Sean Murphy, Braves catcher.
Right.
Freddie Freeman. Louis
Arias. Used to play for the Braves, right? Right.
Louis Arias for the Marlins, certainly.
The 400 hitter.
Nolan Arenado, the third base. Bro, I'm surprised this. Orlando Arcia is our shortstop. He bats. Our hitting is so good. This guy's batting like 300. He's our eighth hitter. He bats eighth. He's an all-star starter. We got rid of Dansby Swanson, and we got the all-star starter this year. It's unbelievable. And Acuna, Mookie Betts, and Corbin. I don't know. I've never heard of Corbin Carroll. I guess he's a stud this year because Arizona's been really well, so he's carrying.
Yeah, we played Arizona a lot, so I've seen him. Yeah.
Yeah, JD Martinez for the Dodgers too is the
bro. JD Martinez, who sucked for the Red Sox the last 2 years, just went in there and he's hitting like 20 home runs and just killing it. Yeah.
Well, what happens when you got Freddie Freeman bat in front of you? You know,
Freddie's killing it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and shouts out to Martinez because he's a Cuban from Miami. Boom.
Is he really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
but
you
I
check
like
Joe Corey Seager.
Yeah. He was on the Dodgers from 2015 to 2021. Rangers 2022.
Right.
To now. Yeah.
Who did he play for before that? Anybody? Or was it just the Dodgers?
Started with the Dodgers.
Wasn't there another game? There was kind of Seattle. That was years and years ago, I think. So, but yeah, I like him. But my Braves are the best team in the league. I mean, it's just they clobber the ball every night. Like I was telling you guys, they had the other day, their first 10 plate appearances against the Twins ace, who'd given them 3 home runs all year. They hit 5 home runs in 10 plate appearances. They're clobbering the ball again tonight against the Marlins. It's, you know, the system. And bro, they still have guys that are like, you know, in the minors
that are hot. Yeah.
Grissom is back in the minors. And our number one, our number two pitchers are still hurt. Fried and Kyle Wright, we're still winning every game. It's unbelievable.
I know.
I'm just worried.
And you guys have the best record in baseball, right? Tampa?
We do. And I'm not a fan of that, though, because I just don't like the idea of you just coasting and you're just killing everybody.
And then getting in there and getting hot team that the last month they were in a playoff, you know.
Right, and you got to play a hungry team that's been playing playoff baseball.
Like what happened to the Bruins in hockey. They had the Panthers who were fighting for their life, you know, at the end of the season. They came in there with that mentality.
And what happens to the Dodgers every year? They run away with their division. Now this is why the Dodgers might be a dangerous team this year, is because it's like they're having to play meaningful games all year because they're in third place in their division. Right. You know, they don't have a playoff spot locked up right now. So the Dodgers are in a different spot, which is why I think that like that type of atmosphere that you play in during the season might make you better playoff ready. You know, so I don't know. We'll see.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think UK can withstand a major league team, because they went there last week. They went to West Ham, mm-hmm. and they drew over 50,000 people, and they were hot.
Right.
You know, and they really, even though, you know, Chicago got destroyed, but still they were hot. You know, do you think they could withstand a team over there? Because you know how they want to they want to bring the schedule from 162 to 154 so they mm-hmm. can play games in Mexico and London and, you know, Japan maybe.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. Okay, you see the global footprint that soccer has, and I think right. all these American sport leagues are sitting there saying, like, why can't we be like that?
Right.
You know, why can't we, you know, why can't,
right.
like this, let's expand, you know, because, you know, with
right, TV, especially since baseball is so popular in the Caribbean and in Japan and, you know, bro, so many other places.
You've heard
Korea.
Well, in our lifetime.
Curacao.
In our lifetime, whenever the rumors have started, they usually have come to fruition. They're talking right. about expanding the NFL and having a European division.
Right.
Like literally, like, you know, like the yeah. Europe, like, you'll go, people go, the Europe will have, Germany will have a team, like, there'll be teams over there, and they'll play, right. you know, against each other. Then they'll fly over here and play, like, three straight games, you know, on the road, and then they'll fly back, you know, so it's, and it's definitely, with commercial, with private travel these days, it's absolutely possible. You know, like, you see all these planes with beds now and everything, and just, you know, so it's like, yeah, absolutely, so.
Yeah, and I also feel that, bro, they just have to cut down on that. They're going from 162 to 154, which isn't much. They should cut that. And they should cut, you know, the length of the games even more.
Every sport, okay, besides football, basketball, baseball, and hockey would probably better serve as reducing their regular season and adding more playoff games. Since playoff games yes. get better ratings, you know.
So and that, more money, and you make more right. money because they're sellouts.
Right.
Right.
It just makes more sense, you know. So I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. Did you see any of the game? Because somebody told me about it, so I started watching it in the seventh inning. The Domingo Germán game?
No, I did not. I was actually tweeting about Yankees fans and Mets fans how much miserable they feel. And then I looked up later on after my tweet that the guy had pitched a perfect game. So right. it made me look silly, you know. So right. So
he's the first Dominican, bro. He had a wicked curve. He only threw 99. pitches, bro. To get a perfect game, you just need to have a lot of concentration, a lot of luck, probably some good defensive plays. There have been about 24 of them, and when you look down the list, a lot of them you've never even heard of, and they're not going to the Hall of Fame. Like, you yeah. really got to be lucky on that day.
Timeout, though. You got to talk about the elephant in the room, though, too.
Right.
It's a guy just pitched a perfect game after he's come back from suspension for cheating.
Well, not just for cheating against the worst team in the league with probably the worst batting average.
Right.
Okay. And on top of that, if you remember the last game, he got booed.
Right.
The boo birds came out because he gave up like 10 runs in like six innings. And the game before that, he gave up like five runs.
Yeah. The guy was basically had gotten.
He never pitched a shutout, by the way. Yeah.
Suspended for cheating. Came back right. from his suspension for cheating and
against the worst team.
Got shelled, started getting right. booed by the fans. Then they go, all right, right, I'm going to go out and throw a perfect game.
Right.
So now he's going to another love him. Right. So,
right.
So, yeah. All right.
I wonder, Ohtani will be pitching in the All-Star game, right?
He's definitely a hitter. They need him to hit. Like, the American League wants to win the game. Yeah. You know, because, yeah, so they're going to put him in the
I think, bro, you know? He's going to be the MVP this year, right? He's like second in RBIs by a couple.
These are the odds. Yeah. You have to lay $1,200 to win $100 right. if you want Ohtani okay. for the MVP.
Right.
That's how big of a favorite he is. But here's another one, too. You got to lay $200 to win $100 on Ronald Acuna Jr. Acuna Jr. is an odds-on favorite to win the MVP this year.
Okay, but let me tell you what's so incredible about Ohtani. Bro, I looked this up the other day because I wanted to see, is there any way this guy could win the Triple Crown? He actually could. He's number one in home runs in the majors with like 29, right? Mm-hmm. He's second in RBIs by a couple. That's uh-huh. like two or three, all right? The guy that's hitting the most in the American League is Bo Bichette from Toronto. He's hitting like, can you check it, Joe? I think he's hitting 320. Okay, 322, 223, something like that. And Ohtani's hitting like 310. Like, he could conceivably win the Triple Crown and the Cy Young.
Yeah, that's
maybe
that.
Right.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, here, yeah, Ohtani, bro, Bo Bichette is batting 319. Okay.
319. Okay.
Yandy Diaz is batting 318. Austin Hayes on Baltimore, right. 314. Shohei Ohtani, 309. He's number four in the league hitting. He's number one in home runs.
Not that far away.
He's got a good lead in home runs. He has a six homer lead, and he's tied for RBIs with some guy.
Oh, now he's tied. I thought he was second. Yeah.
And he's tied, bro. He's tied with this guy, Adolis Garcia. I never heard of.
Yeah, Adolis Garcia. Yeah.
And they got a five RBI lead over the next guy.
Right, and he's like third. He's like third or fourth in shutouts for pitching. Right. His ERA is like, look it up. It's like 303 something.
Let me look him. Okay, so Ohtani, his pitching stats are
his ERA is 303. Yeah, like you're.
Bro, the guy's ridiculous. He could be MVP, Triple Crown, and Cy Young winner.
Wow.
And his ERA is 2.235 at home. So he's a killer at home as well.
Yeah, and bro, they'd have to get in the playoffs. I want to see what this guy does in a playoff. You know, I mean,
Whoever thought that somebody could come in and overshadow Mike Trout, right?
Right. Yeah, this guy.
And he's done it.
It's like, who's Mike Trout?
Let's talk real quick a little hockey. I see you guys re-signed the Russian Barbashev, or what's his
name? Barbashev.
Yeah. Good move there. He was great in the playoffs.
And people thought he might have been the number one free agent. And they were saying there's no way he goes back to Vegas, and he came back to Vegas on a discount. They thought he was going to be getting $6 million a year. He went back to Vegas for $5 million because there's no state tax, and people love playing. People love it here. Yeah. Like the players love to play here because of and then that part of town where Rey Mysterio lives. Over there in like Summerlin out by Red Rock, but bro, people just love that area, you know. Like all the team lives out there and stuff. And things is, you know, it's the suburbs of Vegas. There's a big casino in the middle of it. Restaurants, you know, 5-star restaurants all over the place. You know, out in the suburbs in Vegas. You know, so like so that was cool. We reached out our goalie too today.
Yes, there's two guys I want to talk about. Both called Connor McDavid. Mm-hmm. Again, swept all the awards. I know he hasn't won a cup. And he lost to you guys in the second round of the playoffs.
Yep.
But he's one that – do you ever watch the NHL skills?
No, I never watched that.
Well, he's won the fastest skater like 3 years in a row.
Oh, he's like a locomotive out there, yeah.
Right. He's the youngest player ever win the Ross Trophy for being the leading scorer, right? Mm-hmm. I've never understood this. See if you can explain it to me, Disco. What is the difference between that Ted Lindsay Award, which is like the most outstanding – and Hart Memorial Trophy, which is MVP.
I have no clue. I don't know what that means. Most outstanding MVP is like this.
Right.
But that's hockey is so dumb. Like, they're, you know, I don't know. They just want to give out a bunch of awards. I don't, you know, who knows? But yeah,
he won everything this year again. Yeah.
Do you know what the funny thing is?
Right.
Is that Ric Flair, you know, he used to be a big hockey fan, right? Bro, he mistook, he thought that Ted Irvin. Chris's dad was Ted Lindsay. Chris's dad was Ted Lindsay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's hysterical. Yeah. And it's funny too because Flair used to like his favorite players were Dave Manson for the Blackhawks. He liked the Blackhawks. He's him and the owner were buddies with each other. Him and the owner had a falling out too, by the way. Did you know that?
Really?
They were like best friends, yeah.
Seems to have a couple of those with a lot of people.
He used to have Dave Manson because Dave Manson was a good fighter, right? But then Probert was his favorite player when Probert signed with the Blackhawks. You know, so he like Flair always used to like the Goons, you know, so yeah.
Right.
So
but bro, how old is Ted Lindsay?
Let me see here. He
can't be Ted Irving's age.
Well, Rick didn't. He's just got
to be in his 90s.
Right, just get the names mixed up.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Ted Lindsay, 1925.
He
died in 2019. Shit, the guy was like 94 years old when he died.
Yeah, he's an old guy. Yeah, I was like, how do you mix it? And now the other guy that I know you've heard of him because I've been hearing about him for years as the next great thing was Connor Bedard.
Yeah. Have you seen his highlight reel at all?
It's in fucking bro. Yeah, it's incredible. Bro, I was watching him when he was in the Western Hockey League in Canada. Mm-hmm. And then in the juniors this year, he went off.
Yeah.
He had like 9 goals. Like I was watching it, you know? Yeah. And I think he's going to be the next great thing. He's incredible. Cool. You know, because the last time Chicago got, and I told you this the other day, The last time they got the number one pick was Patrick Kane.
Right, right.
And look what Kane and Toews did over there in 5 years. They won like two Stanley Cups. Yeah.
The guys are cornerstone for the team, so we'll see what happens. So.
Yeah. Right. Anything else? UFC, boxing, anything else?
That is nothing going on. Next week we'll talk UFC because we got some good fights next week. There's nothing
All right. Answer. So that's K100 Sports. Any questions, comments, whatever, send them over to K100Questions@gmail.com. And we will check you out next week on K100 Sports. Thank you very much for the support. Spread the word to friend or foe. Boom.